It is a Tuesday morning, a foggy one. Let's get you up to date with news you need to know and find out what's happening out there.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. The president and CEO of NJ Transit has resigned after nearly 7 years of leading the state's mass transit system. Kevin Corbett said in a letter to Governor Phil Murphy on Monday that he will leave the post effective on January 15th, 2025. The governor said Corbett had done, quote, a hell of a job, but it was notable that this summer was very difficult for commuters. The original cast of the reality TV show that put the Jersey Shore on the cultural map reunited this past week on the 15th anniversary of the show's premiere. Borough officials said the original cast and production crew of the Jersey Shore visited their old summer house in Seaside Heights to film a reunion special. And purchase returns will reach historic highs this holiday season, according to a new report by the National Retail Federation and return management company Happy Returns. They expect this year's returns to reach 17% of all merchandise sales, making for $890 billion in returned products. The return rate last year, 15%, $743 billion. Stay tuned to the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Now, here's Dan Zero with Shore Weather.
Kind of a murky day today as fog and low clouds hang around through at least this morning. Maybe some patchy drizzle too. We might catch a peak of sun into this afternoon. Temperatures 40s this morning, 54 this afternoon. Spotty showers are possible this evening and then steadier rain after midnight as temperatures rise through the 50s. And tomorrow a wet and windy day. Periods of rain all day long, heaviest in the afternoon. Total rainfall 1 to 2 inches tomorrow. From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
All right.